We're running. Yeah. You're listening to Anime Now.
Oh no, he's doing it again.
You gotta know what podcast you're listening to.
You click on the fucking thing with the goblin on it, and you get the Anime Now podcast.
It feels professional. It feels correct.
Yeah, but you're not a professional.
This is not a professional. Anime Now. I'm speaking it into existence.
You're delusional. You're delusional.
I'm manifesting professionalism. Like, is it the delusion that brought us to 18 episodes of podcasting glory?
Prowess. Just pure prowess.
Yeah. Sound quality, like, only going up. The anime takes, they dip up and down, but they've been up, the stocks have been up. I feel like the stocks are up.
You made me so hungry last time.
Anime Now, the most current views in anime. Yeah, I pressed a couple of buttons, didn't I?
It's just really fucking annoying. We've talked about this before. Like, you know,
I don't think we have. And
in the context of like Bob fucking Dylan, and I know you're a Bob Dylan moron.
No.
Yeah.
Whatever. Continue.
You love Bob Dylan, and you love the Marvel cinematic universe, and you love cock, but it's like you've been stuck at the fucking party or after party or house with or bin or urinal with a Bob Dylan guy before, like they're wearing the fucking hat or they got silly fucking pointy shoes or like their dad's trench coat or pea coat, whatever they're called. A fucking withnail guy.
Why are you comparing me with withnail guys?
You've got some withnail guy traits, but you're not a withnail guy.
Oh, holy shit, you're really coming from.
You're not a withnail guy, but you've got some withnail guy traits. Seeing you with your majestic dick in your hands, reminds me of a Bob Dylan song. And then you're like, ah, oh, no, I don't really like Bob Dylan. They're like, you don't really like Bob Dylan. Oh, but blah, 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 blah. Oh, but blood on the tracks. Oh, but fucking. You know that one?
Hurricane. Mr. N-word.
Yeah. And you're like, no, it's just that never did it for me. This one. Did you know that in the year fucking, I don't know, whenever he was alive, 1902, he put his dick in Patti Smith's ear. And she said it was the greatest cleaning she ever got, and she finally and that's when she decided to write her own hit single that she wrote called Gloria, that was by Patti Smith.
Well, I'd like to know more details. And,
because it was through it, that Gloria, written by Patti Smith, obviously, was a song about a glory hole because Bob Dylan stuck his tiny little. Well, it wasn't really supposed to be a glory hole. It was actually a keyhole. But he was like, look at my penis. Yeah, go through the hole. And Patti Smith heard it. She thought it was the sound of her lost cat coming home through the streets of the barriers of New York in the 1900s, and the cat had finally picked up some Chinese rocks and had managed to escape Didi Ramon, who was trying to stick his finger in the cat's asshole to push the cat was smuggling the speedball up in its mouth, and he thought he poked his the bait that he used to play. Didi Ramon used to play the bass guitar with his little finger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. because he had really, really disproportionately big hands.
Yeah.
He was known for his big hands. They call him Big Hand. They called him DD Big Hand before he was born again into the Ramon cult.
Uh-huh.
Where they called him Brother Ramon. She thought the cat had finally returned, but it was Bob Dylan sticking his tiny penis
unlucky very
through the keyhole into Patti Smith's room at the Chelsea Hotel, which at the time was a palace.
All right, yeah. Very interesting story. You've made your points. I feel like you're coming from my neck here, like saying a lot of things that you can't take back.
Yeah, but, I know. Sorry, I know. Tiny dicks are a sore subject for you.
Bob Dylan having a tiny dick. Okay, let it be known. I do not like Bob Dylan like that.
And, that's how he became Jewish. That night was how he became Jewish.
Okay, see, I'm glad you brought that up.
Patti Smith was so startled that she turned around and said, "Ah," yeah. and bit the end of his cook off, and therefore christened him a Jew.
All right, he's
one of Patti's chosen people. That's what they call them.
She chose to bite their foreskin off. Yeah.
No, well, dick off, a little bit of dick.
Oh, all right. The big C, big C circumcision.
You know, the fact that circumcision is only the foreskin is actually a conspiracy, and you're just playing into the conspiracy.
I am.
Because you know, really, the folks who get that done to themselves through choice, when they make that choice to get it done,
they choose. Yeah.
It's the myth that it's just, you know, it's just the foreskin, it's just a minor operation done by a baby dick sucking amateur
amateur
is a thing made up by the conspiracy theorists to devalue the commitment to their careers of the careerists. The careerists that are, you know, fully committed, right, yeah, and no, fully commit a whole inch of their penis to the cause.
Yeah. All right, sure. I feel like you made a much more solid point than a text storming me at like 11 in the evening with a copy pasted text from the Beatles Wikipedia.
I searched. It was only so late because I spent about half an hour trying to find any Daily Beatles facts mailing lists to send to sign you up to.
Oh, you piece.
They're not as readily available. I thought that would get my point home more over a sort of slower drip. They call it Beatle boarding.
Well,
I wanted to beetleboard you into submission.
Well, I'm very good at unsubscribing from newsletters.
Bitch.
Muscle memory at this point. I'm pretty good at that shit, so I don't know if that would have worked. Couple things.
Sweat. Woo!
Did I go overboard on the Gundam trivia? Did I like express myself a little too loudly, a little too brashly,
a little too daringly?
Let my light shine a little too brightly in the face of your anime apathy?
There was a point where we were sitting on the sofa sort of side by side,
yeah.
And there was a point where I was retracting into the sofa.
No, yeah.
And you started looming over me.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
with more fucking Gundam facts.
for all the autism lip service I pay, I think I'm a fairly well-adjusted individual. This was a deliberate performance on my part.
It was all an act. It was all a bit of concept, conceptual.
Well, I also
it's
felt
conceptual,
like,
darling.
I also felt like if I didn't come through with the Gundam stuff, then you wouldn't have any Gundam info to offer, and you would fall back on this stuff about careerists, which I think is a misinterpretation of like how I use careerists as it's described, or like as it's
in the
Old
Testament.
In
I'm talking about Old Testament careerists,
this is not the brand new Testament. And Eichmann in Jerusalem. Annoying guys. I failed to see where the joke was leading. So I kind of like just jumped in there with all of the Gundam knowledge I had, like full cannons blazing.
What are you afraid of?
What am I afraid of?
Yeah.
A shit podcast episode, perhaps.
Tell you what makes a shit podcast episode.
Silence.
Some guy fucking reeling off again. Some bitch reeling off Gundam facts.
No, that gets people fucking twerked up. That gets them horny as shit.
Yeah, clearly like, it does. They've been blowing up our inbox. there's loads of autistic people out there making podcasts about anime where they reel off anime facts.
Yeah. But are there any podcasts?
There are none where they get out the message about the Old Testament careerists.
Yeah, no, that's not necessarily the goal that I envisioned. It's okay if that's kind of like where you were going.
I'm not allowed to eat on podcasts. I'm not allowed to talk about podcasts where
Gundam is discussed. Or are there any podcasts where one host dominates the other with Gundam facts? Like just
you didn't dominate verbal shit.
I was like T-posing on your
show. T-posing, it was T-bagging, you fucking moron.
No, I was T-posing.
Yeah, in that you were like rigidly stuck in your fucking ways.
I was completely useless, bringing the truth and the light of Christ to your heathen ways. I was trying to save you with Gundam.
We're still talking about Gundam. Yeah. Still talking about Gundam.
It wasn't my intention, certainly, but like you seem to have a bone to pick. I'm a Withnail guy now, apparently. This is gonna sit with me. This is gonna be stuck in my craw for a while.
You've got Withnail traits. You're not a Withnail guy, although you are wearing a Withnail guy might wear that shirt.
Yeah.
But not with a t-shirt, with pictures on it.
Not with a
child's t-shirt.
this is there's a story behind this.
Did you steal it off the last child you fucked? they left it on your floor.
Nice segue, Josh. Love that. Once again, Josh demonstrating that they're the more enthusiastic to talk about anime on this podcast, actually. I guess after that, a round of total domination in the last episode.
Domination.
It's up to you.
We'll see.
That doesn't sit well with you, does it?
Huh? No, absolutely. Absolutely, it does not.
Dominated by a Withnail guy.
I will not be dominated by you.
Of Gundam fans.
I am a staunch woman.
So I'm...
They were not ready for us. They were not... They what did she say?
Ain't I a woman? Yeah.
No? What?
Ain't I a woman?
No.
Oh.
Staunch. They were not ready for a staunch woman.
I'm not sure who that is or who that's
from
supposed to be.
Grey Gardens.
Oh, okay. Right.
I threw that painting out by the, that fucking hideous painting by the Dubai, the Dubai prince. Tell you about that?
No.
I went on one of the worst dates I've ever been on. I think this was in 2022. I know it was 2022 because he wrote the date on the back of the the back of the painting. And so went out on this date, and
that painting.
Yeah. And then she was like, "Let's go meet my friends," and I was like, "Oh, sure." And there were a bunch of like adults seeing kids.
Sure.
Yeah. Like full grown adults seeing kids, and we went to fucking Dead Wax Social.
Ah, yes.
Which is a fucking hellhole. It's the only place that's open after hours. And then they were like, let's get a fuck ton of drugs. And so we got a fuck ton of drugs. This is like a fucking weeknight.
Yeah.
And then they were like, let's go to fucking, I don't know, I can't remember this guy's name's house. And here we get there. And it's this fucking guy from Dubai. He's riddled with drugs everywhere. And they're listening to shitty drum and bass and playing fucking Mario Kart. And it's like fucking 4 a.m. And
what a king.
And but he's got these fucking like fleshy hell paintings.
Yeah, yeah.
All over his, like, dotted around his flat. And I was like, what are these? He was like, I paint them.
Yeah,
and he was like, and it turns out he was going back to Dubai the next day and was wanting to get rid of them. So I was like, can I have this? And anyway, and then we went onto this other guy's fucking house that was just the worst place. He lived with his alcoholic father.
Dear.
But it turned his bedroom into like a fucking YouTuber lighting paradise, but it was just with the worst fucking like crumbling furniture.
Sounds like something.
He just sat there playing CSGO, and then someone put on fucking who's that bitch with the makeup line, that fucking guy, something Charles.
Oh, I'm not sure. Sounds hellish.
He's got a makeup line, and he
is like a YouTuber.
No, he was like a scene kid. He was like king of the scene kids. He looks like Pete Burns.
No, I don't know.
He's from America.
I don't know any of that.
Anyway, someone put that shit on. And then I got so fucked up that I had to take 2 days off of work.
And that was the bad day.
And then anyway, after a few days, when I come to again, I looked at that painting. I was like, this is fucking hideous.
Oh, it was trash. Oh, that's a twist. Oh,
you
damn.
Saw it, didn't you? Didn't you see it?
No, I don't think
I think I had it on my wall for 5 minutes and then took it down and hit it.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I didn't see it in that case. I recall you saying the painting was good, but this may have been like very shortly after the thing.
I thought it was bizarre that the Dubai prince had painted it, because it was a really bizarre. He was like a guy studying fucking business.
Yeah.
It's like everyone from Dubai is a prince. Go off, kings.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you. Well done. Just like getting rid of all of that shit that doesn't serve you.
Thanks, mum.
I get to stick around still, luckily. But like, you'll get to that point. You'll get to that point where you put me next to the awful date painting.
I just gotta find someone that will tidy my room and let me fuck them. And then you're completely useless. No.
That's the end for me. who will fulfill your need for Gundam trivia?
I need that.
Yeah, you say you don't, but like we all know what that means.
So. Child diddling.
Nice segue.
Yeah.
What about it? You've been into that lately?
Well, no.
Watched the whole anime about it.
At your suggestion.
My suggestion.
By the way, we're entering the Lawrence zone again.
Oh yes, this is the Lawrence zone.
Yet another movie about featuring men who know how to get what they want.
is that know how to get what they want?
Yeah, up and comers.
Up and comers. I like how you swerved the other word for up and comer. That's tactical. I like that. The guy sort of dies at the end, though, doesn't he? It's like was that part of the master plan as well?
No. But what though? But
eagle-eared listeners of the podcast will remember my warning before suggesting the anime that we watched for this week. So y'all know who to blame. Y'all know what's up.
We still haven't said the name of the anime yet. We're still keeping it a secret.
Well, no, we mentioned it in the last secret. Episode.
Oh,
we watched A Kite. We watched Kaito, 1998 OVA film. banned in Norway.
What does OVA mean?
Original video animation. So this is like the direct-to-video anime production, which over here, direct-to-video would mean, oh, it's bad. But in Japan, it was like...
this is the good shit.
Yeah, this is like where the anime studios were, you know, unfettered, left to do their whatever creative...
Unfettered.
creative thing that they wanted to do. The idea being, you know, make a bunch of VHS cassettes or Betamaxes or laser discs were especially popular as well, and like sell that shit for a premium alongside concept art and stuff like that, and like get that otaku money basically. So this is sort of like the class of that falls into.
Okay, and it's banned in Norway.
Yeah,
which is odd because child diddling is a way of life there.
Is it?
Yeah. They're always walking around naked and
you've been before. You probably know more than swimmers. I do.
I didn't diddle any children because they don't tend to.
It didn't inaugurate
they're very insular people.
They didn't midsummer you into the child diddling. They didn't wear the bear hats.
Well, Varg Vikernes shot up at McDonald's because he was worried that the Americans were going to come take the naked son's children.
Damn. Yes. Yeah. I'd start with the McDonald's in that case.
Luring them in with Happy Meal toys.
Yeah.
And
start with the McDonald's because they're the ones that are pulping the children into a paste and turning them into chicken nuggets. The very valuable currency of a fuckable child in Norway is in danger thanks to McDonald's.
And Anders Breivik actually
educational
Anders Breivik actually took his took sued the state of Norway, the European Court of Human Rights. I think it was the European Court of Human Rights. Because
the ECHR.
they wouldn't bring him children to fuck in prison, and it was against his human rights. He was only getting
PlayStation 2.
He had a PlayStation 2, and only full grown bitches. And he was like, I need newer technology all around. It is my human right. And he won.
What, they got him PlayStation 3?
No, it was an Xbox he wanted.
Oh.
No,
I can't hand it to Anders Breivik.
No, he said PlayStation, it was PlayStation 2 had too many games for babies.
Wow, that is a terrible take. Okay, I'm redeemed. Never mind. What a delicious irony it would be if they agreed to him and like they gave him PlayStation 3. Oh, that would be so funny. Oh, I'd laugh. I'd laugh and laugh.
Stuck with a PlayStation 3 for life. Only the big, extra fucking heavy. That shit was so fucking heavy.
Yeah.
It was made of like this plastic, like it was lead lined and made with like fucking elephant tusk.
Who knows what the fuck was going on in there? Definitely not games, that's for sure. It's like
Dark Souls 2.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, I guess that's true. But you also had that on Xbox, so it probably ran better on Xbox too.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So we watched The Kite. When did you watch it? Because
I had a whole week without technology. Yeah. I had to turn my phone off for a week. I walked all across the countryside with just a map. I used an ordnance survey map. I used an ordnance survey map and the locals to traverse the countryside.
That
was fucking cool. I had my phone just in case, but if I turned it on, I don't know if I would have had signal anyway. But yeah, I can't remember the last time I used a map and the compass on my watch.
I'm pretty sure I never used a map and compass for anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great. And I watched piglets frolicking in the sty. I rolled about in the woods with a pit bull named, not a pit bull, a pit, Yeah, a pit bull named named Dave.
Oh,
I saw a UFO.
Famous stuff with crafts,
I shucked oysters on a quay.
Yeah.
What else did I do? And I went on a 2-day djembe drumming workshop.
What more could a white person ask for in good old Suffolk? Damn. Now, I was gonna say that you seemed zen since you got back from holiday. You seemed centered, but like clearly you were just waiting to like pounce on me with nail accusations. You were just like holding it in for the right moment. I see that.
It's really stung you.
Just ambush me, like come sit down on your meditation circle, like the lovely meditation circle that you've made in your room.
You're not a with nail guy.
Oh, you're walking it back now.
Yeah. You're the gay uncle.
You piece of shit. I hate that less. Actually, I hate that less. He's funny.
He rules, and he's got a house.
Yeah.
Fucking boys and drinking fine wines.
Yeah, I hate that less. Yeah, he's probably literature. Got like hella cheeses on
literature. Speaking, I meant to bring a themed snack. I forgot because I read a bunch while I was away.
Oh, okay.
And I meant to bring cucumbers, seaweed, and soy sauce. Which book did I read?
Cucumbers, seaweed, and soy sauce.
You wrap the cucumber in seaweed and dip it in the soy sauce.
Uh huh. What book did you read?
Yeah.
Oh.
Usually, maybe while you're mopping the brow of some bitch you want to fuck's dad.
Mopping the brow of some bitch you want to fuck's dad?
A bitch, you're too much of a little bitch to fuck. Who wants to fuck you? You're too much of a with nail guy to fuck her. Oh, that's a book about a with nail guy.
I think you've like given me too many hints and like I can't figure it.
I read Norwegian Wood 1 and 2 while I was away as well.
Oh, you watched Norwegian Wood?
It was good, but it was about a with nail guy there.
I read this book when I was like 17.
That's probably when you should have read it.
I don't remember any of that. Like, wait, the bitch wanted to fuck him? I thought she was like
the one with the boyfriend.
I
who like professes her love for him.
You know what? Never mind.
The bitches want to fuck him in this book.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that much, but like the rest, I do not remember. So it's not really a fruitful.
I read that. It was okay, but I should have read it when I was like 15.
Yeah.
And I also read Orlando, which was Virginia Woolf, which was fucking fantastic. Yeah. Better than the film. Like, it was amazing.
Okay.
And then yesterday I just finished the first book of The Three Body Problem.
Nice.
Which was a damn fine book as well. And you say the other ones are better than that.
Shout outs to gamers. The second one is fantastic. I love the second one. It's like if you want a little existential shock to the system, like just change your perspective on like just how minuscule, meaningless, and like fucking target for death you are in like
a lot of the philosophy of it reminded me of a book I've got up there actually by I think it's by John Gray called Straw Dogs on Humans and Other Animals.
Oh, I love Straw Dogs.
Which is a good movie. It's got nothing to do with that. It's not a rape revenge book. It is a book about dismantling humanism. And it's just a very, very similar thing. It was a little bit like that religion that guy invented. Pan-species communism or something. I record. It was just a little bit like that. That's that. That's my holidays.
Where would you rate Norwegian Wood? Would you think of that?
It was good. It was all right. I need to go back and finish Wind Up Bird Chronicles. I think I preferred that.
I'm sorry. I already asked that question, didn't I? Let's get to anime. How about some anime?
What's that?
You're in a mood for some...
Oh, cartoons for babies. Yeah, okay. So the cartoon for babies we watched this week was a kite.
Yes. Yes, I would play this anime in like nurseries and kindergartens around the UK. This is the kind of you need to expose children to artistry at a young age.
Of course, you'd say you need to expose children. What do you think about is exposing children?
Well, if we leave them to their own devices, then like they would never expose themselves. We need to expose them.
Anyway, so this movie did have a quite an exposed child. I think, was she a child or was she an adult now? She was certainly.
It's up to your imagination.
She was certainly. She was college age.
How old would you like her to
however,
be, Joss?
Whatever doesn't get me arrested, I think. I do need to keep a clean DBS check for work.
All right, just don't give him any links to anime now. The most current takes it.
Do you let your dates know about the podcast?
No.
Do you not? You keep a little dirty little secret. Dirty little secret. Oh, sure. you yeah. You dirty dog. Yeah. Dirty dog, you.
So I'm on Bumble these days. That's really something.
You talked about that last week.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. Have you got any new insights? Or are you still being all clammed up?
No. I was just thinking
about...
The
lady doesn't tell.
I was just thinking about, like, there's this profile I swiped past that was like, you can talk to me about anything as long as you're passionate about it. I will, like, sit in rapt attention or whatever, right? And I'm like...
Dweeb.
Have I got some Gundam trivia to sell? Do you think that would work? Do you think I could get pussy off of my my Gundam trivia?
Oh, they're so passionate. Yeah.
Did you feel I was passionate?
You ravaged me with Gundam trivia.
They ravaged me with Gundam.
So a kite, why do they fuck like that in anime?
Fuck like what?
The dudes have all got massive hogs.
Yeah.
And like they stick it in the however old this lady was.
How old would you like her to
be? She certainly had a child's vagina. which is quite strange.
Wait, how do you know that?
I've been a child. I've been a child. Yes,
yes. Oh, I'm so okay. That's yes, the loophole.
The first vagina I looked at was a child's vagina.
As a child, of
as
course.
A child.
Wow, it must give you like an excellent perspective on anime. Damn, maybe I should look at some children's vaginas.
Do some research.
It's not too late, is it?
It's research.
Yeah. This is for
it's time to go back to school. you said you'd know you were a podcaster when you finally perfected the doable rape joke.
Did I say that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you didn't. I can't remember what word you used, but I need something to fucking sit on. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I like the variation in like position. Like it's very like ergonomically, you know, healthy to keep moving and stuff. So that's good.
I'm sitting on the floor like fucking hippies. I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah. Hey, we'll get there. Yeah. Why do they fuck like that, Joss? So there's a bit in A Kite, which I think is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It involves rape, actually, surprising no one.
Hilarious rape.
It's like the large guy who goes by the name of Kanye. A large redheaded fellow is in the middle of like raping and not raping like a lady who is completely superfluous.
No, she was a whore.
The plot, was she?
Yeah, she was a whore. He was at a whore house.
He was at a whore house?
Yeah.
Wait, how did you know that? Well, like...
Because it was obviously a whore.
It was... Well, how could you tell?
Context.
What context did I miss here?
Well, because it looked to me like that was a bit of age play that they were doing.
Oh yeah.
And the room was like a sort of looked like a normal room, but like some children's toys and stuff had been added to sort of set the mood. I think that was an age play whore house.
Oh, you're really paying attention. It was age play. It was just a fun little game.
Just a fun game.
Just a fun little just a game of pretend.
Yeah.
But like at some point the dirty cop walks in and like he sort of like sits up with the blank autism expression and just like has this lady by the waist with one arm and is just like using her like a fleshlight.
Yeah, that's the bit that's stuck in my memory as well.
It's like completely expressionless, as if he was like wringing off his dick in a towel. It's like his very, very large animated penis.
I mean, we're talking a lot about the rape and the child rape because I know that is what you're into.
That's what you've been begging me for.
What we haven't spoken about is actually that aesthetically the kite is very cool.
Yes,
very fucking cool.
Yeah.
It also reminded me the world sort of reminded me of like Judge Dredd, not the crummy movies, but like the comic books. And there's a point where he's sitting, Kanye is sitting and eating French fries, and they've got like this in the McDonald's sort of logo colors. They say "make fat," which is a very Judge Dredd thing to do.
Sure. Yeah, there's some very obvious graffiti on the wall. Some like there's one where the word sex like intersects with music. I thought that was like a very,
music.
Very, very trenchant observation about the nature of societal decay.
Or just a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan.
Yeah, it could very well be. This would be the right time for it, you know? This is the zone. This is the absolute zone, one could say, for like filmmakers looking outside of Hollywood conventions and like what has come before in film to create something new. Something.
No, they don't want they don't want anything that's come before aesthetic. In film. It has to be a hymen breaking moment.
They were looking for some first-time experiences, something that no one's tried before. And this is like these were the kind of film experiences that I think people like Tarantino and like the Wachowskis and like Luc Besson is turned to. Films like Ghost in the Shell. Mm-hmm. Akira is a bit earlier, but like Ninja Scroll, this era of like Japanese video nasties that also includes kites, because it has like this undeniable aesthetic draw that also is you know.
Did you notice that in the office? They used real photos of gore.
Yeah. I did notice that.
That was a nice throwback to that sort of video nasties type thing. Faces of Death. Did you ever go on Faces of Death?
No.
Well, there was steakandcheese.com, I think, was another thing where you could watch beheadings and people get their nuts chopped off and things like that.
The Pain Olympics, you ever did the Pain Olympics? No. It's a guy that like chopped into his bollocks with an axe.
No.
That was interesting.
You know, it's legal to eat people in Japan.
I think you've mentioned that before, but I'd like to see some sources at some point.
Google the chef that cooked his own penis.
Oh, well, it's legal to eat your own penis.
No, he cooked it for others. And it wasn't even, a seat at the table wasn't even that much money. Like, it wasn't even that bad. I think it was only like $1,000.
I can't imagine it would have been a very large meal, would it? It's like, it would hardly be satisfying. Did he have any, like, side dishes?
Or devs.
Shit. Okay.
Is that because he's Japanese?
Because what? What?
It's not a large meal?
Large meal, yeah.
You being racist again.
I'm talking about the kind of, yeah, I suppose. They food comes in tiny portions in Japan, and they, like, add a bunch of side dishes, so.
Because all they eat is dick. Okay, fine.
You need to, I've recommended this film to you before. You need to watch this shit. It's a film called The Emperor's Naked Army Marches On.
Okay.
I'm not gonna spoil it, but it's a great fucking film. I love that film. Because I think the main character in the film has extremely you energy.
Extremely me energy. Yeah. What is me energy?
Yeah, well, I need you to watch it and verify it for me, because this is like, I watched this film and I was like, oh shit, this is the kind of shit that Joss would do, isn't it? I'm just like imagining myself as the camera person, just like trying to, well, not holding you back, just capturing all of the glory, just being like, oh no. Emperor's Naked Army marches on. Okay.
Emperor's Naked Army marches on. Should I write it down? Is it genuinely worth watching?
Have you ever watched Leon?
No, I haven't.
No? The Professional?
No, I haven't.
Leon the Professional. Yeah, this basically, I think Luc Besson may have watched a kite and like made a shit version of, tried to make a shit version of that. Are you playing fucking, what are you playing, Jason Waterfalls?
What?
Oh, I'm tripping. I'm tripping.
Someone walking past outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People walk up and down the street with speakers on all the time.
Oh.
Emperor's what?
The Emperor's Naked Army marches on.
Army.
Yeah. Don't look up what it's about, though.
No, I'm typing it into my notes.
Okay, cool.
You're listening to Type in Your Notes app now.
He's the guy that directed
the most current typing in your notes.
You watched the Fifth Element, yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah! That's the same guy. It's like Leon the Professional.
Okay.
You feel like there is some sort of aesthetic overlap there, perhaps?
What with Fifth Element?
With yeah.
Yeah. The whole sort of this bitch can fly type thing.
This bitch can fly.
Yeah.
That's the curious thing.
This, like, bitch can fly is like a genre. This murder bitch can fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she get her murder bitch powers from being fucked by someone much older than her? Like, where does she get her assassin bitch powers from?
I think through I don't actually know. They trained her, right? They groomed her.
I think,
and then,
yeah, I think this is sort of brings us to the crux of things.
No, they trained her to be a contract killer because she couldn't even fire straight when they first got her.
Yeah, yeah,
she was.
That's
she was,
right.
She was
right.
A little bitch.
Yeah.
And then and they trained her to be a killer, killer.
Aesthetics aside, the very hot sex scenes aside. not a very good film, though, is it? Like, in terms of
I mean, what do you want for it? It was a basic sort of star-crossed, like, it was a sort of Troy.
Yeah.
It was Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet with a rape revenge twist.
Yeah.
And no, it wasn't a bad film. There was sort of subterfuge. It was a simple film. It was only an hour long. There was no subplot. It was just like the plot.
Yeah.
It was an action film, and it wasn't a bad, like, there's far worse action films out there.
No, I think like in terms of writing, in terms of like motivating the characters, mm. or like fleshing out their reasons for being, or like making them make sense. I kind of feel like that wasn't all there.
Mm. And it was a rape revenge movie. However, there was a fuck ton of rape and about 10 seconds of revenge.
Yeah, and the revenge didn't feel very well motivated either. Like there is a bit where the boy Oburi says to the assassin girl Sawa, hey, you know these guys sort of like killed your parents and manipulated you into being a killer, right? And she's like, oh yeah, no, I know. It's like first of all, how did you know that?
yeah.
Like, wait, you knew this? You're just like, wait, you've got the gun that makes people's heads explode and you haven't like That's thought about gun. Using it on them before? Like yeah, it's funny.
No, but she can't exist without a daddy, so she had to find a new daddy before she had to find younger fresher daddy before she could exterminate the bad daddies.
That's sad.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm. But she is just a shell of a human.
Yeah.
Can I say?
Yeah. It's sort of like a praying mantis just going through daddies.
No, they go to baby daddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daddy babies.
Baby daddies.
Baby style daddies.
Baby style daddies.
Yeah.
My daddy is a baby.
Well, he's only a baby daddy if, like, he gets her pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I suppose. Well, then the other one she eats just cucks.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, she eats cucks.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny how like she feels the need or like to include cucking the kid into her plan before she like.
That's really good. Yeah, I like that. That's good. It's a power move.
Is that what it is? Is that how?
Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah. It's a power,
like
move.
A power move.
Yeah.
It's like I'm the one wearing the pants in this relationship.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to kill these guys and abscond with you, but you're never gonna be able to hit it like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what was her? What do you reckon her end game was like?
Well, I guess I have to find out in part two, right?
there we go. Yeah, no, Jess is hooked.
No, but like, it left on a sort of nothing note, didn't it? It was like they escaped and then poof.
Yeah.
So there needs to be some resolution. There was very little resolution.
Joss really needs resolution, okay? I need to see this resolved. I need to, does she, like, can we get a confirmation on her age, please? I really need to. This is important for my DBA checks, etc.
But no, I don't care. I think I've learned with anime that you have to not care, right? Like, this was better than fucking Gundam, anyway.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anime now. The CP was better than Gundam. Original just take.
So had you already seen this when you recommended it to me?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. What is it? A cheeky, cheeky way of saying okay. Were you implying something?
Nothing. No.
Sure. Okay.
So this wasn't a surprise to you then that you were sharing your.
No, I thought it. I thought it was a cool anime.
It was a cool anime. Exactly.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I don't have any equivocations about
morals. You don't have any morals.
No. I don't have any. I feel. For the things that we've described, the aesthetics, the visual aspects, the goofy like
soundtrack
slap. Yeah, it's like this weird, it was like rainy jazz.
It was like city pop but like with like hip hop elements in it.
Hip hop elements?
Yeah.
I thought it was more of like just a brassy like a saxophone like a noir esque kind of
no, but the drums were heavier.
That's
than,
true.
Than that.
Like, yeah.
But it did have that like they had lots of like sax improvisations.
Yeah. And it creates like a really great atmosphere, like an atmosphere of like a confusion. And debauchery
for an anime about tits, still not gotten there. We're not Gainax tits.
No,
that was not a Gainax titty. It didn't have the Gainax jiggle.
It didn't have much jiggle. That's true.
The frame rate of a Gainax jiggle is unrivaled.
That's true. Yeah. Mm. So that's a very very keen observation, right?
I don't want to see titties if it looks like they like after seeing Gainax titties like with these fucking flipbook titties. I'm just not.
That's a very good observation. Actually.
Thank you.
This anime training seems to be going well. Like so, the 80s was like the big time for OVAs. Like that's when Gunbuster was released, also as an OVA.
Welcome to the history of titties. Yeah.
And,
titties 101.
This
with
is this is a well, I think it was Reagan that like artificially like lowered the price of the dollar during like a conference in like the early 80s that led to a large amount of conspicuous spending in Japan. Like the yen like got a lot more profitable. Like this was a time that was illustrated in Yakuza Zero. You might recall. Like
I never finished Yakuza Zero.
Big money Japan era. Like people were like speculating on real estate and like pumping money into animes just like as an investment just for the fuck of it. So like people were like, there was money everywhere. Gainax had their claws in there, and they were like, let's spend all this money on titty jiggle. And then like in the early 90s, all of that collapsed. And like but this also coincided sort of with a lolicon boom in like the late 80s, which led to the overall boom in like erotic anime. So like the porn managed to survive.
So why are lolicon and Lolita is different? Because it's the Lolita fashion, right?
Yeah,
is not related to lolicon.
No. I'm sure they're related somehow. And like, it's also not
related.
Way,
it's not related to
with.
Lolita, the novel either. Like they weren't walking around in frilly dresses.
No.
His other book. I don't think I actually never got around to reading Lolita. But his other book. Is it called A Pale Fire?
Pale Fire?
I read it when I was... It was one of the first books I ever read as a...
Get out of here!
Yeah. It was on my dad's bookshelf. I used to just pick books up off my dad's bookshelf.
Fucking hell, I love Pale Fire.
Yeah, Pale Fire is fucking fantastic. Yeah. we're talking Nabokov. Nabokov. It's a great book.
Yeah, well, that shouldn't be a surprise on an anime podcast.
Nabokov and George Orwell and stuff, that was what I would take off my dad's bookshelf.
Nice.
Goggle. Yeah. Nice. Just love me some Goggle.
Hell yeah.
Oh, did you ever get around to watching V?
No.
Watch V, bitch. Watch V. It's really good.
Okay. We'll do a culture exchange. You watch The Emperor's Naked Army Marquesan. I'll watch Bui.
Yeah.
Yes, an aesthetic of confusion, debauchery, urban decay, children fighting for their lives in a society that's been like perverted and by adults. This is like the 90s of Japan, like the beginning of a lost era where you know, the youth didn't see any kind of prospects for the future, and like they felt like a generation that came before them. You could say they felt as if this generation raped them in a way, like economically, financially.
I thought we'd done this already. Like, it's one of my pet peeves. are you just memeing me?
No, I feel like the verbiage is appropriate given our subject matter, since you know.
Since it's all you talk about.
It's all I talk about because you keep asking me for. We could watch Gundam as well.
You keep saying you keep asking me for this. You know, there's evidence. There's recorded evidence.
Yes, you very tactically keep asking me when we're not recording it, but and I have to like set the record straight. You're very smart about this, Joss. So I have to commend you for that.
Right. Yeah. Okay, how the worm is turned.
Gundam done?
Huh?
Yeah, Gundam.
Maybe. Well, we've got to do another fight. But how much can we talk about fucking Gundam? How much more can be said?
More happens.
Oh, jeez, fucking Christ. It made me realize how much more you've got to say about fucking Gundam. Why does Gundam deserve so much more attention than any of these other great shows that we've been watching?
Oh, I just
I'm remembering the fucking...
Just like Gundam.
Remembering the hazy fucking days of Burning Wing. Like, just
okay, well, yeah, no, just you just like let me know, we could do something else as well. Mm-hmm. I just it's the thing when you were like waking me up at 11 in the evening with a text barrage about the Beatles to make some sort of point, like you realize, like, this text that you copy-pasted from a Wikipedia is...
It wasn't from Wikipedia.
Whatever. It's not the same.
It was from RollingStone.com.
That's disgusting. What were you doing on RollingStone.com?
Searching for 100 Beatles facts.
Don't you have CP to watch? Jesus Christ. I gotta... you know that these things I know about Gundam are things that I've committed to memory because I... love Gundam. I find it a valuable and like a meaningful. It's not like just a Rolling Stone.com's 100 Beatle effects.
But to me, uh-huh. It is.
Wow. All right. Yeah.
And I chose the Beatles specifically because it's one of those things where people go, oh, but you don't like the Beatles, but like all rock and pop music since then it has been influenced by the Beatles. You hear it in everything.
Oh, wow.
And then you're like, but yeah, no, it sucks.
The Beatles.
Wow. Do you not see my point? Do you not see that point? Like, that's how it feels to me. It's like... yeah, when someone, because I get that this is, and there are Beatles guys, and they like it, they really like it.
Yeah.
They love, here comes the sun. Is that a Beatles song?
Sure.
They love. They want to go to Abbey Road.
So, say one of these Beatles guys is like somehow is like a mate of yours, like through some happenstance, a twist of fate, mm-hmm. right? Even though you'd never associate with a Beatles guy normally, and this friend of yours,
I actually did have a friend who was a Beatles guy. One of my bandmates was a Beatles guy in college.
Oh wow, it's really filling out the United Colors of Benetton catalog right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the real diverse friend group.
Mm-hmm.
This mate says to you, "Hey, Joss, you wanna do a Beatles podcast? We'll like listen to a Beatles album together, and then we can talk about the Beatles."
But you didn't say, "Do you want to do a Gundam podcast?" You said, "Do you want to do an anime podcast?"
Gundam is an anime.
Yeah.
What, you think I was gonna gloss over Gundam?
But there are like 1,000 episodes, and you want to make me watch them all, and I've sampled it. I took a little taste. Anyway,
we're gonna watch all of the anime though. We're gonna watch
not
just all of Gundam, all of anime. It's like,
I'm enjoying my whistle stop tour around the world of anime. I am enjoying it. Can you not see that I'm enjoying it? We went to the anime convention for my fucking birthday. Like, I'm enjoying anime. The day after I got my new laptop, I screen capped a load of angel's eggs pictures to make a morphing angel's egg laptop background. Like I'm enjoying the anime.
Okay.
Gundam was. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you don't need to convince me that you're enjoying the anime. I can see that. So I think. Going by the schedule that I had envisioned, and one that I'm not married to, I'm okay jumping to the next thing because there's a lot of anime I'd like to watch as well, even though I'd also love to watch another 5 episodes of Gundam. Okay. Plenty of time for that. I'm gonna leave it to you. Would you like to watch another 5 episodes of Gundam, or something else? And if you do want to watch something else, you got to tell me. You got to tell me what it is.
Well, I have to say, but I don't know anime.
you went to the con. You've been doing an anime podcast.
No, I don't know any. I couldn't name any of the animes that were at the con.
You just confessed to loving anime.
No,
I'm enjoying, a moment ago.
I just said I'm enjoying watching anime. I don't know any fucking anime.
You said you want to kiss and marry anime.
The only anime I've fucking seen in my life is fucking Pokemon. Like aside from the shit that you've shown me, like Pokemon, Akira.
Yeah.
So the whole point is you're supposed to be the anime sommelier.
Well, you know what really tastes good.
When we started this podcast, I know what you think tastes good, but it's forbidden, and we will be on a list. when we started this podcast, it was just like it's an idiot's guide to anime, and I'm the idiot.
You've advanced a couple of grades, I think.
So, yeah, exactly. I've risen up and dominated you with my barbed tongue.
Okay, Josh really needs to be the dominator here, so I'm gonna let them pick the next anime.
Well, the only anime I've seen tell of was when I was trying to search for that one anime that we were gonna watch. I can't remember which one that was, that I couldn't find on 9 Anime, and instead found one where this guy had become some girl's dog. So I don't know any animes.
Sure, but. Based on the animes that we've watched so far, you can synthesize something
I want to watch an anime about
that you would want to watch. Right?
I've really enjoyed the sort of weird arty animes. I enjoyed Angel's Egg and Belle Donna of Sadness a lot.
Yeah, something arty, with artistic substance.
I mean, what if we did Ghost in the Shell? I haven't seen that since like my first year of university.
Ghost in the Shell, I think, would be really good, actually.
Is that your list of animes for the podcast?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, well, so stop putting me through this fucking... I don't know what you're trying to pull.
I'm not trying to pull anything. We're just like doing an anime podcast together.
I don't know
animes. There's so many
cartoons,
so many,
but you have to read them, and they're gay.
Oh, we gotta watch that.
Oh, I miss Anime Chan. Has no one emailed? You chose such a fucking stupid email address.
I did not.
This is good.
You want to watch Ghost in the Shell then?
I mean, have you not got anything else?
Let's watch Redline.
Okay, cool. Sounds cool. What's that? Oh, I'll find out. Redline.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I mean, I thought you had a whole sort of 32 course menu planned out. I thought.
This is part of that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And it also involved a lot of Gundam. Like.
All right. Whatever.
I gave you the wine, the delicious wine, and you spat it in my face.
Wine.
The delicious wine of Gundam.
Fucking potato vodka at best.
All right. Akaits. Where are you at with the ratings?
I'm going to give it... three point 5 years in a maximum security prison.
All right. Out of 3.5.
Out of life.
Just serve your 3.5 years and we can
complete this life sentence. This is Norway after all.
Okay, fair enough. Very, very, very magnanimous, very liberal of you. Yeah. I'm landing on a 7.5 stars out of 10. It's a quality flick.
It's a cool movie. It's quality.
And so I know we've laughed a lot together. We've made a lot of jokes, said a lot of things that we don't mean.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Are you really doing this? Huh? What we're doing intros to the you're doing an intro to the show now. I'm not allowed to eat, and you're making an apology at the end.
Apology.
Well, like, oh, by the way, we didn't mean it. Oh
no.
Oh, it's by the way, it's ironic.
No. Well, yes, I hope you're...
I mean
you're,
what I say.
I hope your with nil comment was fucking
ironic.
I mean what I say. That's all I was concerned about.
Yeah. I mean that you are wearing a child's t-shirt that you found on your bedroom floor after the child orgy that you've been so busy this week coming in kids. all my t-shirts had hymen blood on them. This child's picture t-shirt from a children's book is all I could scrape off of my floor.
All right, so well, if we could put your fantasies to the side for a second, this your jerk off material or whatever it is, can we please acknowledge the passing of an anime legend in Akira Toriyama, an icon for black culture, a legend in sequential arts, died a week ago of an aneurysm, a brain hemorrhage. The artist who produced Dragon Ball Z.
I've literally never seen an episode of Dragon Ball.
Akira Toriyama.
I've never seen an episode of Dragon Ball.
Oh, no, no. Well, yeah, I'm afraid we're going to have to watch all 700 episodes. in memory of this legendary figure.
Good for him, I guess.
I mean, he's been freed from this mortal plane, so that is pretty cool. Yes. But it's also very sad.
He's gone Super Saiyan. He's gone Super Saiyan for real.
He's training on the snake way with King Kai right now. And honestly, extremely important, influential, and
didn't influence me.
Well, no, you're white. If you'd please respect my culture. this is a very important to us. And
excuse me, I've been to a 2-day gym workshop. I was told I was one of the Jinbei family.
Are you gonna take a moment of silence, please? You're gonna just be silent.
Really?
Just a moment to
how long
alongside the many millions of people that Akira Toriyama has touched in an emotional way, not the other way. Yes.
Are you for real?
I'm for real.
all right. Go.
Let's try that again. Moment of silence for Akira Toriyama.
Join me. This is more respectful. What do you think he'd rather? Did he make animes about silence? Boring ass fucking. Is this like,
no, you
God bless the troops. Blah blah.
You don't have to
come
convince
on,
me.
On,
you don't have to
ready?
Convince me.
Ready? Let's go. Ready? Coming. I'm gay.